This is a message from the Space Pirates of Autonomous Interactive Radio. We come from planet Lyudmila, a world where there are no moderators, no DJs, just free and open radio waves for all people. On Thursday at 10, we will crash into Radio Student and need your help to create an autonomous interactive radio zone. There will be no moderator. You send us music and we will play it. Tune in to find out about our autonomous spectrum squat and how you can make radio active. We want you to realize that the air you breathe is an ocean of analog waves brimming with light and sound. You can be the DJ. You can be the radio. Ride the FM wave into the future.
Na valove Radia Študent se bo vključil planet Lyudmila z odprtim prostorom za skupinsko izgradnjo prototipov na preseku med umetnostjo in tehnologijo, kamor je iz pol sveta prisrfalo mnoštvo hekerk in hekerjev, piflarjev in piflark, internetnih surferjev in surfačic, programerk, programerjev, umetnikov, umetnic, znanstvenikov, znanstvenikov, aktivistov, aktivistk, geekov in geekic, frikov in frikic, inženirk in inženirjev, DIY in DIY-ov, navdušenk in navdušencev. Med 5. in 15. septembrom so v prostorih Lyudmile zakopani med računalnike in kable, biomase in radijske valove. V odprtem terminu za kulturo bodo udeleženci in udeleženke predstavili svoje utopične in nore ideje, ki bodo v soboto zvečer v prostorih Lyudmile razprle zvočno-vizualne vzorce. V prostorih Lyudmile, Ljubljanskega laboratorija za digitalne medije, te dni poteka 10-dnevni festival Interaktivnost vprašaj 12 za starele tehnologije prihodnosti. Serije dogodkov Interaktivnost služijo kot odprta platforma za raziskovanje in produkcijo prototipov skozi kreativno uporabo tehnologije, izmenjavo izkušenj ter prostega pretoka znanja. Interaktivnost v osnovi delujejo na principu delavnic in seminarjev, čeprav so v svojem bistvu mnogo več. Idejna podlaga za skupinsko ustvarjanje ter refleksijo, kjer sta učenec in mentor enakovredna elementa ustvarjalnega procesa. Tema slovenske edicije Interaktivnost, ki ga je prvotno zasnoval Media Lab Prado, se poglablja v obstoječe in še prihajajoče potencijale zastarelih tehnologij, na novo osmišlja njihov namen ter postavlja smernice za njihovo uporabo v prihodnosti. Zastarele tehnologije prihodnosti povezuje 6 projektov, 10 idejnih vodij, več kot 24 kolaboratorjev iz pol sveta, 4 mentorje ter še cel kup organizatorjev, mimoidočih obiskovalcev, firbcev, svetovalcev in potencialnih soustvarjalcev. Media Lab Prado iz Madrida, ki od leta 2006 pogosto tovrstne dogodke organizira tudi v drugih mestih in z novimi tehnološko usmerjenimi temami, je tokrat prvič izbrala slovenskega partnerja. Od skoraj 100 projektov, ki so se prijavili na razpis, so izbrali 6 projektov. Domače Volt Orkester, R, avtonomni interaktivni radio, Ofiodea, Televoton, ponovna uporaba zastarelih printerjev in mikrofon. 10 mednarodnih ustvarjalcev, ki bodo tekom delavnice poskušali razviti do prototipne oblike. Za osnovno idejo posameznega projekta je značilno in zaželjeno, da se skozi vse procese nastajanja preoblikujejo, spreminjajo in nadgrajujejo. Posebnost vsakega interaktivosa je vpletenost lokalne kulture v samo razvijanje projektov, zato je projekt javnosti odprt od začetka do konca. Vsakdo lahko prispeva svoje ideje in tehnično znanje, ter s tem soustvarja dela v nastajanju. Bistvo dogodkov interaktivos je namreč vzajemno sodelovanje in ne končni produkt. Interaktivos podpira tudi uporabo odprtokodne programske in strojne opreme. Kot že rečeno, na vsakem izmed šestih projektov deluje več ustvarjalcev, ki so enakovredni pri razvojnem procesu. Da pa se zagate in možne napake rešujejo sproti, so zadolženi štirje mentori in mentorice, ki s tehničnim in vsebinskim znanjem krmarijo optimalno izvedbo prototipov. O formatu mentorskega dela in morebitnih zagatah smo se pogovarjali z umetnico in programerko Chris Shugru.
I have been involved in a couple of interactivos in different roles, sometimes as a project leader, sometimes as a collaborator, and more in a mentor organizational role. And for me, it's the most important is to help the project leaders sort of structure their time and really focus on the goals, and then lend as much help in the development of the projects as I can. This interactivos is amazing. It's been really fun. I think the teams are working really well together. I think they're really strong collaborations, and all of the artists have done a really good job in developing their projects and having a good time at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Apart from that, what do you think that the most challenging thing about working together is, and what is the added value?
Well, I think every collaboration is a challenge because everyone has different ideas and different goals for what they want to learn and what they want to do. So I think finding a good balance in the team is always a challenge, but usually these collaborations bring up new ideas for the project, new directions, or more often than not, things that we didn't think of before.
What's your method, perhaps, of trying to support the artists? You're also a really good programmer yourself, an artist yourself, so how do you address all these different issues through mentorship?
Well, I think one of the big challenges in Interactivos is the projects are all so different and they're all really unique. So I try to find the problems that I can help the most and work with the skills of the artists and collaborators and try to teach them how to do it, not to do it for them all the time. But sometimes I'm also contributing a lot to the projects, but I hope that all of the collaborators and the artists can learn new skills as they go as well.
V nadaljevanju se bomo pogovarjali s posameznimi projektnimi vodji in njihovimi aktivnimi sodelavci, ki trenutno v prostorih Ljudmile besno hekajo, vrtajo in programirajo izdelavo šestih prototipnih del na priseku med umetnostjo in tehnologijo. S hardcore mehaniko, ki jo usmerja elektronika, se ukvarjajo domači Volt Orkestra. Sestavili bodo preko 25 zavrženih malih hišnih aparatov, ki so jih izbrskali iz snaginih kontejnerjev na deponiji. Poslušajmo izjavo Bena Olsna, ameriškega programerja in umetnika, ki živi v Lincu.
We are the domači Volt Orkestra. We are making a sort of collaborative musical instrument made out of household appliances and lights and things. Other things that can be powered by 220 volts out of the wall. We are making a sort of conglomeration of devices which can be controlled by computer through Arduino. Writing software so that we can control all of these devices through a network connection and have a sort of arbitrary number of users that can collaborate on this. We are in the middle of the construction of this thing. the software is not yet done, but we have working prototypes of smaller components of it. And on Saturday, we will have a sort of installation performance here at Ludmila, where we will make vacuum cleaners, power drills, old radios, doorbells, sing in harmony.
Pri projektu domače Volt Orkestra sodeluje tudi Ivan Arroyo Gonzalez.
So I'm working as a collaborator in the orchestra device, and I chose it because it's like also side of a kind of what I'm working on too, this sequencer part of the thing, and also I like the hardware part, so take some part of the building on the hardware part because I like some the electronics and this kind of stuff. So yeah, I was actually doubting if collaborate with Gonzalo in the printing machine, But finally, I decided to do this orchestra thing.
Mm-hmm. So you had more options at the beginning. And what is your background? And are you working mostly as a technician or an artist? Or do you build this kind of devices yourself as well? What kind of stuff have you done previously? And what did you think you could contribute, and what you did contribute to this?
Okay, yeah, well, I'm an architect, but I don't work much as an architect now. From some time, I've been working on theater, and I'm working as a stage design, and also combined with visuals and projections. So I also, in the stage design, I always take part also in the manufacturing of the scenery. So, and part of it is sometimes electronical machinery, which I make myself. So I think this is what made me think I could support this team on the making of the hardware part.
So part of the interactivity is contributing and learning. What did you learn?
I learned how to make PCB boards. So yeah, that was a great knowledge. I had never done it, and I always see this stuff that you can serialize your work, but it's not hard. It's not easy to do home. So I had the chance to learn how to do it myself.
With chemicals?
Yeah, with chemicals and lots of stuff. Yeah, and gloves, protection gloves.
Za umestni predah prisluhnimo zvoku iz delavnice in napol delujočemu PD peču sodelavca Juana Duarteja iz Mehike.
Number 8 works. Maybe it just can just connect to the number 8.
Sorry. We almost made it. Now I think it's on an aluminium foil.
Yeah, so actually this can be following the same vibrations as the electrodomestics. So it can generate sort of same frequency. Convert into more different overtones. All these modules will be integrated into the same triggers as Ben and Matt and Ivan are triggered.
Are you going to connect it to small electronic devices, or is it going to be playing separately?
This sound processing, I think, yeah, should be some speakers connected to this sound card.
Stay here.
So yeah, it can be complementary, this source of sound that will be taken from the real objects and processed digitally.
Because they're sort of worried about the reverberation of the hallway it's nice. Kind of beautiful. Did you find objects online, or did you construct it yourself?
No, I found some most of them online, but I will try to just to
gather. Have you been working with PD for a long time?
Yeah,
quite, huh?
No, I'm
kidding. I don't know. I'm going to go.
Okay, I'm going to go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sweet. Yeah. I've heard that the guys already took loads of stuff downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check them. Okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. Thanks.
Nekateri sodelavci pa se priključijo na energijo delavnic in prehajajo iz ene delavnice na drugo. Prisluhnimo izjavi v Belgiji živeče bolgarske umetnice Pepe Ivanove.
I decided to participate because I was interested in general in developing interactive projects and working with electronics and new media. Particularly I was interested in two projects. But eventually I started like looking around. That's a nice thing being a collaborator, that you could see what everything comes during the project. So you could also eventually contribute in another projects or learn something from the others, not particularly the ones you have chosen at first. Personally, I don't know if I contribute that much. I start with Orphidea. Yeah, it's a kind of sea creature which is tactical and receive information, but Laura, who is the leader of the project, she also wanted to make it like sending information and using webcams and special software to transform the images into the body of the creature, which I found very interesting. But during the process, I also was interested in the domestic orchestra. So I started dismounting because they were table to table, so for me it was easy to shift from project to project depending on how they develop. So I started dismounting like different electric devices and see how they work and see which of them can be used. Yeah, I kind of destroyed one telephone and a few domophones, but it was interesting experience seeing how they work. And eventually I took some pieces of them, like the speakers and the coils and so on, and start making my electronic device for producing music. So at the end, I learned how to make my own sound box of making music.
There's a red house road, and lies beyond it something like a chicken coop, not sure. Go overdose, and the dose in my brain goes to yours, and something comes quite clear. Smoke isn't day, but you'll grow. Can't stop the rain or the snow. Am I talking about beyond the red?
Komad, ki smo ga ravno poslušali, kakor tudi podlaga, je del programa avtonomne interaktivne radijske postaje, o kateri bomo več povedali v zadnjem delu odprtega termina za kulturo. Najprej pa se pogovarjajmo z argentinsko umetnico Lauro Olalde, ki je projektna vodja pri izdelavi prototipa s kamerami in senzornimi sistemi obdano taktilno bitje Ofiodeja.
The project I'm working on is called Ofiodia, and it's a metaphorical construction based on compound eyes in nature. It proposes new ways of seeing our environment regarding how nature does it. There are some species that have several eyes in their skin, so they have several and different points of view about our environment. The technique that I'm using are divided in two different categories, because there are two phases for this project. One consists on the construction of a sculptural object that will held all over its surface the webcams that I'll use as eyes. This object will be molded first in modeling first in clay and then in another plastic material, translucent, in order to project on the same surface the image that will be the result of all these inputs coming from the webcams that has the same object inserted in its surface. All these images will be mixed and processed in processing language, and maybe it will have a movement reaction when this organism perceives that there is a lot of movement around it. I expect to reach the best results as possible. I want this object to be constructed by Saturday with all this aptitude of multiple vision working, and I expect to add this movement behavior as a reaction and as a relationship with its environment.
Pri izdelavi notranjega organizma s kabli, kamerami in programjem sodeluje na poljskem živeči mehiški geek Hector Zarate Rea, ki pravi:
I knew about the Interactivos open call because I participated on a previous call in Mexico City in 2007, and among all the projects I had some experience on video processing, so that's why I decided to work with Laura. And I really didn't know her before this, and I asked her a few questions through the forum.
This is Media Lab forum.
Yeah, on the Media Lab forum. And I decided I could be helpful to this project because of my experience.
And what exactly are you doing for the project?
I'm coding. This Ofidia structure is a LaTeX structure, and it has some cameras, six cameras right now. And we mix all the signals in the computer and process them, give them some treatments, and compose them all together, and project this image into the LaTeX structure of the Ofidia. I'm doing all the coding stuff of this project.
Okay. Is it very complicated for you?
Yeah, it has a lot of challenges, of course, and right now I'm trying to getting it faster and better and optimizing the code, which takes longer and sometimes is very frustrating, but yeah, there are some challenges. Some parts of it are very clear, some are not, and need some research. But I enjoy that part.
Do you have any helpers?
Yeah, of course. Chris here has been helping a lot. And right now I was working with some guy that came. He's 19 years old. He just finished high school. And he's so good at mathematics. We were crunching some numbers and some formulas and optimizing the code, and I was so amazed because he's so good at maths, and he was really, really helpful.
V nadaljevanju prisluhnimo opisu ostrega politično angažiranega tehnološkega projekta, ki kliče k direktni demokraciji in omogočanju enakovredne participacije pri odločanju o zakonskih aktih, ki jih tedensko sprejemajo predstavniki ljudstva, parlamentarci in mestni svetniki. V sodelovanju s sodelavci in svetovalci bo zgradila bankomat Televoton, ki bo omogočal izvajanje volilne pravice v zelo razširjenem pomenu. Prisluhnimo razlagi projektne vodje Jasmine Moran Contese in aktivnega svetovalca Vuka Čosiča.
Well, my project is called Televoton. It's a automatic teller machine, an ATM, turned into a device for voting for local, regional, European or national affairs. It's like a direct democracy machine. So for this workshop, we are making a demo version, which looks pretty much like a real ATM. We got ATM frontal, and then we are programming all the interface, which will looks very similar to ATM graphical interface. So how does it work? You use identification card, because in some European countries there is actually a electronic ID, and it's supposed to be in the future in all Europe, those with a chip on them. So you can use that to identify yourself and then vote. You choose the kind of vote that you want to make, or local or national. You can see the votings, or the proposals available. Then you choose one, you read about this, and vote. They are reading it with C++ and how was the name?
Qt QML.
And Arduino for controlling the interface, the buttons.
Projekt je intriganten, zato ker je naslonjen na neke konceptne momente, ki so danes v tem trenutku razvoja informacijske družbe izrazito zanimivi. In to je vprašanje nekak srečanja med idejo direktne demokracije in tehnologijo, ki to bolj in bolj omogoča, kako čas mineva. Ta prototip, ki bo tu, upamo, da nastal in bo deloval, na fizičen način izprašuje vse nas, kako bi lahko zgledal ta moment razmisleka o lastni roli v sodobni informacijski družbi. Nekako se mi je zdelo važno doprinesti tem momentu, ker je projekt istočasno tako nekoliko na križišču, ne ve, če bo umetniški projekt ali bo tehnološki projekt ali bo celo poslovni projekt. V vsakem primeru je važno, da v tem trenutku zgodovinskem in tako zanimivem, na žalost za vse nas, agresivno premišljujemo vse možne recepture, tudi tiste, ki na videz delujejo malo čudno.
V nadaljevanju prisluhnimo pogovoru z Gonzalom Ramirezom Restučijem, ki že od prejšnje srede na Ljudmili šraufa velik zavržen ploter. Predelati ga želi v avtomatičnega slikarja, s podobnimi idejami kot v svojem delu tudi kolektiv Brida. Projektu se zelo povedno reče spreminjanje namembnosti zavržene tiskarske naprave s fizičnim kompjutingom in odprtokodno programsko in strojno opremo.
The name of the project is repurposing of abandoned printing devices, and pretty much that's what we're going to do here. We take an old abandoned plotter, in this case a big printer, a really, really big printer, and we're taking the guts out of it and making them work for some sort of different process. The final goal is to make this device paint instead of print. So it will allow us to be more creative in the whole control that we are developing for it, which is why we're using different kinds of electronic systems to actually tap into the existing mechanisms of the plotter, and also adding some new ones in order to be able to control and to extend the possibilities and the output that this device generates. If everything goes out as expected, we will see this device painting on a canvas, receiving information from an assorted way of sources. They might be interactive, information coming from ourselves, or even it could be just some really creative kind of programming that is more close to what the way that the machine actually thinks and interprets data.
Pogovarjali smo se tudi s sodelavcem pri projektu, ki je pred par dnevi prišel iz Švice s podobno željo po razstavljanju in ponovnem sestavljanju zavržene mehanike.
Yeah, we tried to build a direct-to-garment printer. So you need a flat bed that you can actually print on. So we already disassembled. The disassembly part went very well. Fortunately, we couldn't reassemble it in the end. So we ended up with a lot of printer scrap. And then we made a printer who actually prints on the floor while driving around. And that was a project we've been working on back in Switzerland. So when I came down here and I saw a disassembled plotter, it sort of, well, it's the same basic thing. So, and I got frustrated with the project in Switzerland, so why not get frustrated here with a similar project? That was my thinking.
How far do you think we'll be able to bring the prototype? Do you think it'll be functional?
I am not very aware of how the actual brushing device will work and how far Gonzalo is with that. But I think the mechanics for the upwards and downwards motion is going to be ready at the end of the week or even before that. I'm optimistic. Nothing works yet, but that's usually how it goes, yeah.
Do you also have, like, feel connected to the artistic statement of the project of trying to automatize painting process?
Not really, no. I haven't actually thought about it. What my fascination with the project is I love to work with rubbish or with throwaways or with garbage or whatever you call it. I'm fascinated by it because it's the only thing, the only material thing that at a certain point in its lifetime has the value zero. And as you probably know, if you've done some mathematics, is once something reaches zero, very funny things happen. And I like the whole approach of the hacker scene, at least in Switzerland, that, well, if you start a project, you take some old abandoned technical stuff and then you hack it until it works for something you actually wanted to do. And I prefer that to the designing bottom-up, where you then have to buy a lot of stuff and then just make something that you could actually have bought in China for half the price, twice as fast.
To je bil Dragan Pietlovič Pidže, v nadaljevanju pa prisluhnimo edini slovenski projektni vodji Saši Spačal, ki je nakratko opisala glasbeno skrinjico Mikrofon, ki jo uravnava kolonija micelijev.
Delam na projektu Mikrofon, ki je v bistvu glasbena skrinjica, v katero bomo vključili tudi miceli, to se pravi gobo, in probal narediti nekako zvok z tega. Miceli bo modeliral zvok, medtem ko bo mehanski del, v kateri bo vključil tudi vizualni laminat, ustvarjal ritme in miceli bo te ritme moduliral. Skrinjica Mikrofon je sestavljena v bistvu iz mehanskega dela, elektronskega dela in biološkega dela. Mehanski del je za prenos navoja ročice in potem preko tega navoja se signal prenese na laminat, ki je narejen iz aluminijaste folije. Na tem ta laminat potem preberejo ležaji in signal prenesejo na elektronski del, ki proizvede zvok.
Da pa bi gobe lahko tudi slišali, so potrebni mehanski in elektronski elementi. Pri slednjih jim je na pomoč priskočil italijanski inženir Alberto Boem.
I know the activities from Media Lab Prado because a lot of my friends went there to make their project and collaborate and also in other activities. Also because now I'm living in Linz and Ljubljana was very closed and I like Slovenia and I have decided to come here to make a kind of active holidays or something like that. I have decided to work in, to collaborate in this project because I like these ideas of a kind of media archaeology, find old concept and remix them in a new way, and also this kind of merging of, I don't know, biological, natural interfaces and electronics, because I decide to collaborate for doing the electronics part of the project.
Wonderful.
In zdaj je končno čas, da poslušalkam in poslušalcem razkrijemo, kaj je že prej omenjena avtonomna radijska postaja, ki se bo v eter Radija Študent vključila neposredno v odprtem terminu za kulturo jutri ob 10. jutranji. Mentorica Ida Hiršenfelder se je pogovarjala z umetniki in hekerji Seanom McIntyrem, Reedom Binghamom in Tomislavom Butkovičem.
How different is autonomous interactive radio to any other pirate station? Does it have a different concept?
Most pirate radio and all radio in general has a very pyramid, top-down shaped structure of who gets to decide what's actually on air. Basically, we're flipping that around so that everybody can influence what is being heard on the air. And there are pros and cons to this, pitfalls, but obviously positives as well. If you can physically interact with what is being broadcast, it turns radio from this invisible thing that comes out of a box into a actual space which can be used for direct forms of communication and expression.
What did you think of when coming to Ljubljana? Is this space at all familiar to you, and how did you familiarize yourself with it?
Reed and I arrived early in Ljubljana and met with a lot of people who are from here, and that influences our decisions and our work for this pirate radio station.
I really didn't know what to expect here, and coming here was really a surprise because mostly where I've been is on the East Coast in the United States. From my experience, there is nothing there that I've seen that's as developed as the institutions and the programs and the affiliations here. So it was really wonderful to see these hacker spaces, these media labs that are able to provide a space to develop these type of technologies.
We had no idea how awesome radio was in Ljubljana, and we're actually somewhat surprised by that in terms of where our project would fit in the radio landscape that is this city.
And it's also, that's the reason why we're here, is because it's such a progressive space for radio that it's now it makes sense why our project was chosen as part of Interactivos.
Would you describe what's your idea of the participation of the public, or how will you involve or create a public around the radio which will then build the radio and be its identity?
An ideal situation, the autonomous interactive radio system would exist in a neighborhood scale on a permanent level, so that it could be a daily interaction with other people who listen and participate in that radio. If it's centered around a gallery, a venue, a cafe, a library, what that means is that the people who use this space can also use a physical space, can also use the radio space as well as means of communication and expression and promotion for, say, their different projects or ideas, as well as a place just to make jokes, you know, and have fun and, you know, tease and, you know, push some boundaries.
Once the infrastructure is provided for, as far as setting up the radio and the servers that require the radio to be interactive, once those are set up, I think that the hierarchy that's required to set that up kind of goes into the background, taking the middleman away, say station managers and project managers and disc jockeys. In that way, people can more directly share not only things that they enjoy listening to or participating in, but things that they've actually made with the people that they live with, and encourage Creative Commons work, sharing information freely that doesn't necessarily require subscriptions or fees to access.
And not that we don't like DJs or station managers, because we really love DJs and station managers, but we're interested in this idea of direct interaction with a space that most human beings have never had direct interaction. Because radio as a space has always been regulated and has always been controlled by technological boundaries of having to have big transmitters and government regulations. And we're interested to see what happens when it's as free as the internet.
I grew up with radio, and I know my like announcers and my station managers and the phone numbers to my radio station back in Canada. It's direct. It appeals to me on a community level as well as a national level, and I love it. But I see the funding being cut every year in Canada, and so this is why I'm passionate about radio. That's why I'm so interested in this project.
So what's the technological support that actually enables this platform?
We have two-pronged approach here because, as Reed was mentioning, we have a bunch of hurdles that we have to get across. We need the transmitter as well as we need the station manager DJ. So I'm working on the station manager DJ aspect of trying to make the person that entity by allowing them to email their content directly to the station and queuing it and making sure that it plays on a regular basis without crashing, without failing, so that the antennas and FM broadcasters do the work. And maybe I can send that back to Reed so he can talk more about that aspect.
The basic idea is that you can email an MP3 to our radio station. It will download it, and it will play it. There's no regulation. There's no restriction. It's an autonomous, free space for you to directly interact with.
So would you be ready to reveal the address to which anyone who wants to participate can upload the music or even any other sound? And would you reveal approximately where they can catch the physicality of the wave that you're sending out?
Okay, well, since you've asked very politely, we'll give it. When we do our interventions and when we're live on air, you can email us at heartheair@gmail.com, and that's heartheair@gmail.com.
Why did you use Gmail and not some other address?
We used it because we're trying to create a platform. We're trying to make a replicable, free as possible, minus the equipment, way for people to have their own autonomous interactive radio station. So we used as many cloud-based services that we can so that we can show you exactly what you need to do and without having too many fancy technical skills.
Also, Gmail has a 25 megabyte attachment limit, which is a pretty good size for most MP3s that you want to send to us.
And a 10 gigabyte count limit.
I think this project is about observing the conventions which have been embedded in radio for the last century and challenging those forms to bring more people to the technology in a more direct way.
Well, politically, first the question would be, do you accept people sending some music that they are not producers of or do not hold the Creative Commons rights to? And secondly, if any pirated stuff would be sent over Gmail, isn't it this a proof of them disseminating pirated material?
I guess it would be. Or you could create your own anonymous new Gmail account or Yahoo or Hotmail or AltaVista, Prodigy account and send us an email through there.
You kind of have to weigh the pros and cons because do you run a Debian Linux server in your home and run your email server through that, or do you just open a Gmail account within 5 minutes? It's really a question of access and practicality versus ethics and technical skill.
And paranoia.
Yes.
But then do you have a sort of, well, obviously when you're speaking about autonomous interactive radio opening platforms, you do have also a political social agenda.
We definitely encourage you to submit to the station music you have made yourself, that your friends have made, remixes you made yourself, copyright-free music you found on archive.org or Free Music Archive, music that talks about how much Zaza sucks, any of those things, we highly encourage. But also, if you want to send us the latest pop track you heard and can't get out of your head, that's also fine.
And it's not just limited to music. If people want to hold discussions, it's a new way to introduce a public forum model that perhaps is too indirect on the internet and too impossible in large cities.
There's part of our proposal for this project was that we had to look into the future and see what radio would become, especially where we live in New York City. We see it becoming this wasteland of top 40 homogenous advertisement-ridden space. And so we're asking people, well, what interests them on a local level as opposed to a national, global level? So that's the kind of content that we want to nurture at the beginning of this project and hope it becomes the norm.
You've met here with a number of people that already did some radio stuff, radio art, intervention, open radio platforms. Do you think you'll be taking some of the knowledge or even a possibility of application of some of this knowledge back home?
Absolutely. I live in Roanoke, Virginia in the United States, and several people here that we've met with, people from Radio Student and Radio Zona, have provided us with models that I've never heard of before that can be used as a springboard for independent radio in the United States.
Yeah, we're really interested in platforms and models, and it's incredibly inspiring seeing people like Radio Student and Radio Zona and how they've operated and how they've literally saved radio from becoming a wasteland in Ljubljana and Europe in general. And we're really excited about ways that those models can be adapted and modified to fit in different contexts in the United States and other parts of the world.
This is the time and place to give out a certain call for adopting parents, caretakers of the radio that you are now in the process of establishing. Would you care to do that?
Yeah, well, our plan with this is to make it a product. We want you to go to our website. It's heartheair.tumblr.com. Check out what we've been posting. By the end of this week, by the end of our stay at Interactivos, we're going to have a blueprint for you to create your own autonomous interactive radio. We are looking for a home for our autonomous interactive radio that we've created here. Slovenia and Ljubljana.
So if you're an activist and you're at a protest and you think your entire protest site could use a radio station to either, you know, get everyone, you know, keep spirits up or as a interesting way of communication, that's awesome. Or if you are from a village in the mountains and they don't have any access to good radio besides national radio and you want to bring this there and take care of it there, then talk to us. If you have friends in a foreign country who have no radio whatsoever, let us know, and we'd like to talk to you about finding a home for this system where it could be fully utilized.
Have you had any particular ideas of where exactly you could squat the little amount of distance and cover a little bit of space in Ljubljana with this radio?
There are some excellent spaces in Ljubljana, something that is very unique and I have never seen anywhere else where I've been in the world, such as Metelkova and Tovarna Rog, as well as other people's apartments who are willing to share their private space for such a public project. There are many people here that have been very open to this project and very hospitable as far as supporting our efforts to spread free radio, free hardware, free software, and other technologies that challenge the normative technologies present in mainstream culture. We're going to be in the area of Gospodska ulica and Židovska strena on Thursday in the late afternoon, early evening. So bring your radios and tune it to 88.8 FM.
I think this number is very known to the listeners of Radio Student, as it is its sisterly frequency. Very low, but with a lot of depth. ¶¶
This is a message from the Space Pirates of Autonomous Interactive Radio. We come from planet Lyudmila, a world where there are no moderators, no DJs, just free and open radio waves for all people. On Thursday at 10, we will crash into Radio Student and need your help to create an autonomous interactive radio zone. There will be no moderator. You send us music and we will play it. Tune in to find out about our autonomous spectrum squat and how you can make radio active. We want you to realize that the air you breathe is an ocean of analog waves brimming with light and sound. You can be the DJ. You can be the radio. Ride the FM wave into the future.